Goodness. Would you hurry up already? I just don't see why it takes you so long to get ready. We were supposed to leave to go and get food like an hour ago. No one actually cares what you look like, you know that, right? Not when I'm by your side, anyways. They're all too busy staring at me. Oh, did I hurt your feelings? You'll get over it. No, come on. Fine, I'm sorry. Very handsome. No, will you come on? God, you're such a butt. You know I don't mean any of that stuff, right? You know, I'm a very good resource for you, and all you do is make me wait around. I could just ditch you, you know. I could. You're squandering a great opportunity, you know. With how many thousands of years old I am, I have intimate knowledge of the past. The right kind of man would be king of the world with me by their side. I'm just teasing, you know. You couldn't be king of the world. Your head would get too big. I just want a hamburger. That's all I'm asking for. And you had to get all dressed up. Just so we can stand in line. I really don't understand you humans. Why do you care what everyone thinks so much? It's a fast food restaurant. I've seen people walk into those things with no clothes. Makes me wonder about the cleanliness of the food, but... no. If you don't hurry up, I'm gonna start filleting you to eat. Mwah. Oh, you think I'm kidding? I've eaten many a humans in my lifetime. Well, there was Charisse. A beautiful girl. Yes. She offered herself to me. I was very powerful. I tricked a small group of humans into worshipping me, of course. As they should. As you should. All you do is talk back and make me wait. Oh yeah? And what would be a good motivator to make you get your butt out the door? Weird, being cheeky today. An idiot like you doesn't deserve a kiss. And so am I. When am I ever not serious? Fine. But only a small one. There. I never said it wouldn't be on your cheek. Plus, your cheek is just so squishy and kissable. Now, will you come on? I want my burger with everything on it. Extra meat, extra patty, extra bacon. I need it. Yeah, well. Maybe if you hurry your butt out the door, help get me my triple, double, quadruple stacked burger, you'd be deserving of a real kiss. But alas, here we are. Me waiting on you. Still. Even now. You wanna just order the food here? Fine. Whatever gets me my food the fastest. Why don't you want to go out so much? You're really that self-conscious of how you look? Why? You know when I always tell you you're handsome, I'm not kidding, right? You're very, well, attractive. See, this is why I can't compliment you. Because every time I do, you get a big head. Well, maybe if you weren't such a butt, I would compliment you more often. But seriously, though. You are very handsome. If you weren't such a big butthead, I might even considering being yours. But you are, so. Oh, I never joke about that subject. I seem to have piqued your interest. Maybe then. But I don't dabble with buttheads. Certainly not ones who keep me from getting my food. So, you want to be mine, and me to be yours. Why don't you learn how to be obedient, And why should I be the one who needs to learn to obey? I'm much older than you, you know. Well, I suppose that's true. I never thought of it like that. I don't need you. I can make it on my own, you know. I could just find someone else. You don't know that. Lots of people seem like they would like demons, maybe. Fine. Maybe it wouldn't be that easy, but I could try. Granted, no one has energy like yours to feed off of. Certainly not your aura. Would explain why I was trapped for so long when you found me. Whatever. Give me your weird glowing box. So I can order my dang food. Thank you. What's the one I like? The burger place. I can't remember the picture. The one, the thing. That's what it is. I already told you I would consider being yours. But my respect is earned, you understand? In every single dynamic in human history, there are those who command, and there are those who obey. And if you do not wish to obey me, then you will have to command. However, You must understand this. I will not submit easily. I'm a 1,000-year-old demon, after all. Even if I may not look my age. Now, let's quit being so serious. I want my food. So put your order in. The longer you wait, the longer I wait. And you always get grumpy when you're hungry anyways. See? I'm not wrong. Why are you sitting there staring at the menu, pretending like you're not gonna get the same thing you get every single time? Because you're predictable. Always have been, always will be. And that's why I know you don't have what it takes. You will submit. It's in your nature. Oh, I'm positive. Or you could start by changing up your order and trying something new. Or we could start by going out instead of eating in and facing your fears. Do you have what it takes? What? Why are you staring at me like that? You have something to say? Really? You mean it? We'll go out? Hex you. What? Is that all, or no? Oh, what do we have to do first? Well, out with it, silly. I think I understand. Yes, we should. Don't get me wrong. If you weren't so darn cute, we'd be having a problem. Your request is, well, naughty, to say the least. But I think I can oblige this one time. Well, aren't you going to take it out? I can see you're already quite stiff. Come on. I'm on my knees begging. Well, practically, anyways. You know, it's so juicy. I almost forgot I was craving food. You're supposed to tell me. You're supposed to tell me whenever you... It's incredibly rude to just finish without warning. I should have expected less from an idiot like you. No, you don't get a stupid kiss. Whatever. I just want my food, alright? Fine. Fine. Now, can we just go? Please.